Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 284 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 9th is there something you want to do in your life you would be willing to work at for the next 5 years without receiving any accolades or recognition? Explain how you are currently doing this with your life or what fears you need to eliminate so you can do meaningful work with your life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. Today's challenge wants us to dive deep into the motivation behind what we do. In other words, why do we do what we do? And how can we keep doing it over a long period of time? Because yes, there are situations where we need to make a pivot. But there are also times where we need to pull up our bootstraps and keep working at it, even when we can't see our destination on the horizon. So the first thing we need to look at is, are we extrinsically motivated or are we intrinsically motivated? Extrinsic motivation causes us to participate in a job or activity in an effort to gain some type of reward outside of the activity, or to avoid a negative consequence or feeling like shame or embarrassment. This might be a teacher who is motivated by the lucrative salary and having their summers off, or a coach who's trying to get his team to win to build his own resume. But intrinsic motivation leads us to participate in jobs or activities simply for the joy and pleasure of being involved in the activity itself. This is a teacher or coach who loves helping and serving others, enjoys learning and challenging themselves, and building relationships and connections with young people. And once we understand that soul success requires intrinsic motivation, we can look at the three most powerful sources of intrinsic motivation: autonomy, mastery, and relatedness. Autonomy is our desire to be in charge of our lives, to know that we have the power of choice, and to make our own goals that we want to work toward, rather than goals imposed by bosses, peers, or society in general. Autonomy is our desire to write our own story. The second source of intrinsic motivation is mastery. This means we want to be good at something and know we can perform a task or function. We especially seek mastery in the activities we are interested in. Again, as long as these tasks and activities are something we choose, then it's usually healthy. But when we get wrapped up chasing other people's goals for us, it can have dangerous side effects. And the third source of intrinsic motivation is relatedness. We need to be connected to other human beings. We cannot live in isolation. We need to feel that connection, and we need to show that we care about something beyond ourselves. It's important to note that autonomy does not mean simply being by ourselves without help from anyone else. But in regards to relatedness, it does mean that we want to have the power to choose how we extend our caring to others. So as we look at pursuing our dreams as teachers and coaches, we need to determine if we have been acting out of extrinsic motivation, wanting to receive accolades and recognition, or if we are intrinsically motivated to coach and teach for the pure joy of the activity itself. And we can look at autonomy, mastery, and relatedness to determine if there are any changes we need to make, especially in terms of making sure the goals and objectives we are after are our own and not being imposed on us by someone else. Because I believe many of the fears and frustrations we have with our work as teachers and coaches stems from our need to chase worldly success and the feelings that we are not worthy unless we reach those goals imposed on us by others. So how about you? Is there something you want to do in your life you would be willing to work at for the next 5 years without receiving any accolades or recognition? Can you explain how you are currently doing this with your life, or what fears you need to eliminate so you can do meaningful work with your life? As teachers and coaches, sometimes we feel trapped with all the external motivations surrounding us. Salaries and pay scales, standardized testing, the drive to win games and championships. But we must understand we don't have total control over those factors, and they aren't the sources that will keep us motivated over a long period of time. Instead, we need to keep in touch with our intrinsic motivation in the areas of autonomy, mastery, and relatedness, so that we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.